Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's review and after show of the show Ghosted. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. Stick with me and we're going to review the latest episode.
I'm Maria Menounos and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we are doing the first ever Ghosted After Show here at AfterBuzz. I'm super excited. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain, like I told you. And, you know, we're jumping in the middle of this season, just got this on board, but I will tell you that it doesn't really matter if you've watched the show, you know, you will know that every episode is like its own. So, you know, there's no past or present kind of stuff going on. Now we work with two people typically, and we kind of try and figure out their story. So if you haven't watched the show, this is just like Catfish. I'm sure if you have, you've made the revelation that they're literally pretty much the same show. But I like Ghosted a lot better. I mean, this is so relevant here in 2019, almost 2020. You know, everybody's being ghosted left, right, and we do actually talk about that here in this episode. Now, Rachel and Travis, the hosts of the show, start in Santa Monica this episode. And the Haunted, which is the person that has been ghosted, as they call her, or the person, it, is the Haunted. So the Haunted in this episode is Giovanna. Now, Giovanna is, she's from Peru. Her mom and her moved to Santa Monica, and she met this guy out at a bar, and she started dating him, and his name is Dante, and as you may have guessed it, Dante is the ghost, the ghoster, and she's been ghosted by him, and they dated for 7 months. So how they break the show down is they kind of meet the person and they give a premise of what happened and how they kind of got to the point of being ghosted. Now, with Giovanna, she said, you know, they went to the beach on their first date. In the beginning, the sex was okay. He was a little bit shy. She had to give him advice on sex, and then he was really good. They were together for 7 months and they started looking for apartments together. They were getting really serious. And one other thing to know about Dante is that he's a professional poker player and he wants to, you know, continue his career in that and continue being that. So now December 12th is when 2018, I guess the year doesn't really matter though, but it was recent. So December 12th, she was ghosted. He was supposed to be going to visit his family in Florida. She dropped him off at the airport, said goodbye. He said he was going to be back, by New Year's Eve so that they could spend New Year's together. Now he was gone in the beginning of December. Since that day, she had not heard from him. Now, a couple days later or something, he went on Instagram and posted a picture with this girl, Allie, who is a hometown friend of his. And it was just a picture. She wrote to him. She called him, tried to reach him, and he just didn't answer her. He had no care in the world. He blocked her off of Snapchat and just completely blocked her. So that's where we are. We leave it where all she knew was the last time she saw him and that she was ghosted, and that was it. We meet her mom, and we find out that she didn't like him very much at all. He was lazy, she thought. You know, she did not like him. She really didn't like him. Like, she didn't even want Rachel and Travis to continue their search finding him to find out why he ghosted Giovanna, like, at all. She did not care. Lita is her mother, and she was so sweet and cute. She looked like she could be her sister, to be completely honest. That's what I thought. But then they make up these theories. Oh my gosh, sorry guys, if you're watching me, the dust in here is crazy and my nose is so sensitive. So anyway, theories are that Giovanna's mom may have scared him away. Maybe he rekindled his relationship with Allison, and maybe he thought it was moving too fast. So this is what they start to work with. And I think it's pretty cool how they premise the show. They kind of introduce us to the two people. They get to know the ghosted person and, you know, their side of the story and how they felt, you know, when they were ghosted and all their information, everything that they know. And then they kind of work backwards. Like, what are our leads? You know, what are the top couple of reasons that it could be? And then they start to kind of dig through social media and try to reach out to people, which, you know, like they do on Catfish. But this is really cool. So we have our theories of what could have happened, but they get to work and they give Dante a call and leave a message. He doesn't answer. They look at Giovanna's account, and she's been posting a lot of like promiscuous, like, you know, just have an ex, just broke up with my boyfriend pictures, of course, on there, like really revealing stuff. Not that that makes sense to you guys now. If you have watched it, you'll realize why it makes sense a little bit later. But they look at Dante's Instagram and, you know, they look at his tagged photos and they see there's a tagged photo from a guy named Michael. And on December 12th, I think it is, that he was at this like Halloween part or Christmas party. And they start to think that he didn't go to Florida at all since this was posted on Christmas, or yeah, he posted a Christmas photo while he was in California with his friends. So Michael calls them because they sent out all these text messages to everybody in the picture, and Michael ends up calling who posted the Christmas picture, and they go to meet up with him and another person that was in the photo, Josh, and at the beach the next day, and they kind of just talked to them, and they had met Giovanna with him. They thought they were doing great. They, you know, they just kind of said he stopped talking about her, kind of like fizzled away, like everything about her. So they just never really asked and didn't really care to ask. So one, they start to cross off stuff off the theory list. So one of the theories that they had was that they would stay together. So the moving too fast theory goes away because he never complained about her moving too fast or wanting to move in together or whatever. And he just didn't really get, they didn't get that vibe. So they kind of crossed that off the list, that it wasn't like the moving too fast kind of thing. But huge tip, they end up inviting Rachel and Travis to Dante's poker game that he's hosting that night. But it was really nice that Rachel and Travis, they don't want to bombard him, you know, at his house. So they kind of text him, give him a heads up. And Allie calls in the meantime, the girl from Florida, and she talks about, you know, how she's just friends with him and pretty much like go talk to him. Like she didn't want to really be a part of it. She doesn't really know what's going on. So they've only been friends. She hasn't seen him since he left LA, or he left Florida to move to LA. So it's not like he went to Florida and, you know, hooked up with her or saw her or anything. So the whole theory of him getting, wanting to be with Allie is off the list as well. Now, you know, we go to the poker game, and this is where it gets like a little odd to me. So it's like, forgive me if I'm stumbling over my words, because they go to this poker game, they roll up, and I don't know, it's this cool like outdoor thing, there's a bunch of people, and I just can't imagine like what it would be like to have this camera crew, and then like Dante or Rachel and Travis walking up, and you know, his face was just so funny. But anyway, they're like, do you want to go in a different area to talk about this? And he's like, yeah, please, like, I don't want to do this around them, pretty much. So they go in the front, and he's kind of laughing, and he's just like, you know, they're like, why did you ghost her? You know, what was it? And he's just like, it was the easiest way to end it, you know? He knew that there was going to be tears and drama, and he's like, I ghosted her for a reason, and I just didn't want to deal with it. That was it. And they kind of are prying and digging, and he finally says the main reason is just too uncomfortable to talk about. Like, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me uncomfortable. He just doesn't want to talk about it, which at first I'm thinking, like, is he attracted to guys and not girls? Because we've seen that in a previous episode before. It ended up like, I ghosted you because I'm actually attracted to guys, whatever it was. Is it like, I was thinking all the craziest things. Like, does he find out, like, she was, like, I don't even know, hooking up with his friend or whatever. I don't know. But they get her on the phone because he's just, like, not willing to come. And for some reason, she's kind of, like, freaking out. But for some reason, he's like, okay, fine, I'll come. So he's like, this is 2019. This is the way people break up now. And Rachel's just like, no, like, what are you talking about? People need closure. It's not okay. You can't just, which, I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but that is not an okay thing. I know it's pretty, like, popular to break up with somebody like that and just go ghost them in this day and age, but it's so awful. And I think if you spend time with somebody like that, you know, at least have the respect to, you know, give them closure, or at least just say, even if it's ending in a bad way, you'd be like, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I just think, man up, because clearly it's going to circle back at you. So now they have this meeting, like, section, and they always do it in the same way. And they have them sitting across from each other, and it goes black and white. The screen goes black and white. She gives her piece, and then he gives his. And now she just talks about, you know, things that we knew, like, I don't know why you did this. I thought we were going to be moving in together. Like, I didn't hear from you after you went to Florida, so-and-so. And he was just like, yeah, I did go to Florida. I didn't know. And she was kind of saying stuff like, was it because my mom doesn't like you? Was it because this? Were you with Allie? And he was just like, I didn't know your mom didn't like me, but I went to Florida and I came back and I just didn't tell you. And then she's kind of like prying, doesn't know why, like, he's just kind of shutting down. And then all of a sudden he's just like, okay, he's like, oh, I wasn't going to say this. I wasn't going to say this on air. I can't believe I'm going to say this on national TV. So he's like, the real reason that I ghosted you was because you're a sex addict. And he's just like, she's like a rabbit. She just wants to have sex all the time. He's like, I almost got evicted because you're yelling while you yell so loud when we're getting intimate. And, you know, I don't yell like that. I can't keep up with you and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's just so angry. She says, you know, what a waste of a man you are. And they kind of just have words exchanged. But I mean, that's such a difficult situation. It's like, clearly they're not compatible when it came to sex, because he was just, you know, not into it as much as she was. I mean, maybe she just has like an overly high sex drive, maybe his is lower for a man, I guess, we don't know, but they're just not compatible. That doesn't, and I just think the reason why he ghosted her was because for a guy, that's probably like weird to say the girl has more of a sex drive than me or something, because clearly she's not a sex addict. And I know Rachel and Travis had said, you know, a sex addict is a bigger term than you're putting off. Like, just because she likes to have sex a lot doesn't mean, you know, anything. But, I mean, we do know, like I said earlier, she is a little bit, like, of a promiscuous girl. I mean, posting all those really promiscuous pictures, photos after they break up. And, you know, she's definitely, like, a sexual person. I mean, I, like, it's clear he's saying it. She's it, you know, saying it too. But then they do this final text where he says there are so many things that we're not on the same page about, and they write the final text and they just text each other, and you either say ghost, or I forget the other one, ghost or like reconnect or something, I don't even know. And they both write ghosts to each other. So they just want to ghost each other. He gets up, walks out, and that was it. Like, nothing. And she was really happy about it afterwards. Like, Rachel and Travis come in, and she was super happy. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, the dust in here is real, guys. I got to clean it. But, yeah, so it was really just good closure for her and probably really humiliating for him, but yeah, I mean, it must be super difficult to be on such a hard, like, awkward, different page than somebody else in a relationship, but it doesn't give you the right, I feel like, to ghost somebody. And I've never, even with friends, I've never been able to be the one to just stop texting somebody. I just couldn't imagine what it would feel like. I know what it would feel like for somebody to just leave you hanging, you know, might as well just talk it out. But if you were in love with this person, then I just really think that you could just be honest with them and tell them. But he was clearly just too embarrassed to do that, so he wanted to ghost her. But she was really happy afterwards, and it was nice to see, and I'm glad that she had closure because she's such a sweet girl and really cute, and I hope that she can find a guy that's as just rough in the sheets as she is, I guess, or freaking the sheets as she is, I guess. So I hope her the best, or wish her the best, and hopefully she can find somebody. And I guess we wish Dante the best in his poker career, his professional poker career. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Ghosted. It's really interesting to talk about these episodes because they are so straightforward and they are based on specific people, but it is fun to kind of chat about it and dive a little deeper, like I was saying. So stick with me. Next week, we're going to talk about the latest episode of Ghosted here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.